Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
All right, big question for you today. What's coming tomorrow night? Would it be a red wave? Or a red trickle, or none of the above. Red wave, red trickle, or none of the above. Question of the day. Call us, 855-200-1776. Extension 1 to chat with us. Live on the air, 2 to leave a message. Or you can call us at 701-271-1100. Red wave, and this is the tsunami. This is the big deal. This is what everybody's predicted on steroids. Red trickle, you know, a couple of wins here, a couple of wins there, a couple of losses there. Red trickle, or none of the above. Totally misread this thing altogether. What is coming? Election day tomorrow. Joe Biden didn't help things in the coal country stem the tide for them. You see any of that, Kev?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's priceless.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what he said on Friday. Listen to this.
From wind and solar than it is from coal and oil. Literally cheaper. Not a joke. I was just, and so you can accommodate that transition. I was in Massachusetts about a month ago on the site of the largest old coal plant in America. Guess what? It costs them too much money. They can't count. No one's building new coal plants because they can't rely on it, even if they have all the coal guaranteed for the rest of the existence of the plant. So it's going to become a wind generation. And all they're doing is they're going to save them a hell of a lot of money and using the same transmission line that transmitted the coal-fired electric on. We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America and having wind and solar.
Ah, yeah, so
yeah.
Joe Manchin's like, excuse me? What are you talking about? Oh, I forget. Did they say he misspoke or something? He came up with some explanation for the word salad. Hugh Hewitt said, what you heard there was the most important thing said by anyone during the closing days of the election. We're going to shut these plants down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Of course, he said some other things, too, and they were kind of, dare I say, mumbo jumbo, Kev?
Oh, yes.
Just a little on the mumbo jumbo side.
Political violence and abortion and assault weapons and all the things that nobody cares about, really. Yeah, those obscene profits from oil companies.
Here's one example right here.
Prescription drugs for seniors, no matter what their cost, 2, 10, 12, 15, whoops, stepping on them. It's black, anyway.
What?
What, you couldn't understand it? You couldn't understand it? Come on, Kev. Get your act together.
Prescription drugs for seniors, no matter what their cost, 2, 10, 12, 15, whoops, stepping on them. It's black, anyway.
I'll see you that and raise your gun talk.
I signed the most significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years. I proposed over 100,000 new police officers. Here's the deal.
This is the deal.
Public safety is why John got into public service in the first place. Oz won't do a thing about guns.
John Fetterman wants to release death row inmates from prison.
Wow.
That is a lie. One on top of another. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I'll be here all week. Awful. Jim Clyburn is the, what would he be, the number two guy in the Senate, right? Two or three in leadership in the House. Sorry, not the Senate. He's underneath Nancy Pelosi. And he had some interesting parallels to the election that he was talking about last night. The rhetoric out there right now is really unhinged. It is off
truly,
the charts, and you got to watch this stuff closely. Here's Clyburn.
Congressman. If people want to deny it, that's fine. But okay, the facts are very clear. I've studied history all of my life.
Okay.
I taught history. And I'm telling you, what I see here are parallels to what the history was in this world back in the 1930s.
So, Congressman,
in
then,
Germany, in Italy.
Okay. Are voters, though, out there listening to this message to infer from what you're saying that if they don't vote for Democrats in this election, that they are somehow supporting something akin to the rise of Hitler?
No. If they don't vote against election deniers, if they don't vote against liars, people who lie, know full well they're lying, we all know they're lying. This was the cleanest election in the history of the country.
Don't you love it when they dust off parallels to the 30s in Germany? They don't stop, folks. They don't stop. One day of it left. There you go. Here we have a few more votes that have come in regarding our question of the day. Will it be a red wave, a red trickle, or none of the above? Red wave, says this listener. But they'll claim it was stolen. Hillary is already saying it has been. Another says there will be controversial election day delays and counts, etc. They're already predicting that. That makes you a little worried, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you now say, well, it might be days before the election results are counted? What are you talking about? How do you know that? Why are you saying that now?
Meanwhile, in how many countries do they manage to figure out how to do it in a day?
Yeah.
How do they do it? What?
Some with paper ballots.
How have we always been able to do it in a day? Now we need more time.
Germany, paper ballots. Find a way. Let's go. Biden already said there would be delays in the election. Yeah, we're aware. Another says, Scott, maybe cover the voting locations in Fargo. We've lived in the same house for over 20 years. In that time, we voted at two schools, a bowling alley, three hotels, two churches, and the dome. Maybe that is part of the low turnout for voting. Well, they've opened up more locations now, so it shouldn't be more difficult, but it's a good suggestion.
Vote.nd.gov.
The challenge is to go through that literally to say, well, you live on North 5th and you vote at, it's a challenge to do. So
you got
to
get on it though. You can figure it out. Just,
what is it?
Wherever. Well, vote.nd.gov. It's where you would start.
Easy to use.
Yeah. Well, you've got to go through some, you know, any of your address and where do you live and.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you plan to vote? A listener called and asked about that, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where you go if you're in North Dakota.
All right.
Same in Minnesota. We just go where we go, where we've always gone, our township hall.
Another listener says there will be a red wave, no joke. What do you think they're mimicking there? Saying ain't so joke?
Not kidding. Yeah, no joke. He says that a lot. What's that tell you? No joke. No joke.
You get a little suspicious of somebody when they say no joke?
It means sometimes they probably are joking.
Yeah.
That time they're not. It's like someone that says, but honestly, to be honest?
Yeah.
Well, use frank or candid. To be honest says that sometimes you're not, you know?
Worries you a little.
Well, it's just,
worries me a little.
Grammar matters.
When they're saying,
it's no joke.
No joke.
Not a joke.
Wait a minute here. You're saying no joke. You're starting to worry me. After the break, I'm going to tell you a couple of my votes. Total transparency here on the program today. Measure one. Measure two. I've really gotten to be a little bit concerned about measure one, as a matter of fact. 6 years from now, so if measure one passes, Kev, half the legislature would be termed out. 2 years later, the other half would be termed out. 6 years later, the cycle's repeated. Is that a good thing? A state legislature?
Boy, that's a tough one for me. That's one where I'm.
I think there's this knee-jerk tendency to support.
In Minnesota, I would think that would be a good thing because, you know, we need St. Paul, you know, needs a
cleansing.
A cleansing every few years for sure. I don't know about North Dakota, about why, you know, but. I believe that North Dakota's got a pretty solid, you know, hold on their election security. So the ballot box does, you know, become that's where you fire them.
I'll tell you how I'm going to vote on that and a few other things when we come back on the program. Texter says to voters, none of this is a joke. Yeah, no kidding.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include 480 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of excellent cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 123 acres of cropland in Clay County, and 401 acres of cropland in Douglas County. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at pipers.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, check, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you. Come on in for the best of the best. PetroServe USA, home cooking at all of these locations: Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue and I-29, MP Avenue, Glendon, Euland, and 45th Street. And today, any fresh baked muffin is 99 cents all month long. Baseball caps are $5 off. Nestle Water 28-pack is $4.59. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, you buy two, you get one free. One heck of a deal. Deli Express burritos, $2.99. Good stuff. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All right, question of the day. What's coming, a red wave, a red trickle, or none of the above? Call in your answers. 271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Few of your text comments here. Whenever Biden says it's not a joke, it means he thinks voters are stupid.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Maybe that's what it is. Another listener says, Kevin should do more Biden impressions.
Hey, come on. Oh. If I,
no joke.
I do that. Where's the ice cream? No joke.
No joke. Another listener, former vice president himself, said it will take days to complete the count. Much of the 2020 voting apparatus is still in place, so the only way for a red wave to occur is to overwhelm the margin with so many votes that it becomes impossible for the left to cheat. I like that idea.
There you go.
Go for that.
That's the plan.
Another listener, hoping for a biblical flood of red. Let's go, Brandon. Texter says, term limits, I have two words for you, Dorgan, Conrad, Pomeroy. It took a long time to get rid of them. That's true. It did.
No doubt.
I'm not a big fan of term limits for the following reason. It seems like a lazy way to vote. Because voting should be the term limit. Myself. 2 cents. Dan and Hickson. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to a red wave tomorrow. I'm a little skeptical in certain states because one of the political people that has been on, I only listen to AM 1100, so I know it was on AM 1100, said that in some states the Republicans have to win by 6% because the Democrats will cheat by 5%.
I wonder what
now, that is. Unfortunately, I think that's pretty true. In some states, there's that much corruption. You know, Chicago has a reputation of cheating. You know, in certain places, that's common. And unfortunately, it's true. I'd like to think that we live in a constitutional republic where we elect the most qualified, and every vote is counted only once. But unfortunately, that's not true. There's corruption on the Democrat side.
But you're predicting a red wave because there will be a tsunami, enough of Republican red voters.
Flood the zone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there will be, in these corrupt states and corrupt cities, I think that the Republican candidates will get at least 6% more than the Democrat candidates, and thus eliminating the corruption the Democrats perpetuate every single election cycle.
Dan, you make a great point, though, about the, I mean, it's in the DNA of California. I mean, it's in the cheating and the corruption's in the DNA of the state of Illinois and New York. You know, but in these swing states, in these what they call battleground districts, I think that, you're going to see the wave.
Wait, it needs to be a wave. It has to be a wave in order for Republicans to win in certain states. So
solid response, Dan. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Others welcome at 271-1100, 271-1100 today on the program. What was your, somebody wants the website again. Was that vote.nd.gov?
Yep.
Okay, votend.gov.
Vote.nd.gov.
Vote.nd.gov. And on there, for the person earlier who called about, hey, help me understand where I vote, there's a box right at the top of the choices there where it says where do I vote? You go in there and you can put in your driver's license ID and your date of birth or your house number and your zip code, and it'll give you options on where you vote. I've got, I don't know, 6-8 different choices where I can go there. So vote.nd.gov, and then you'll see the box top middle, bottom there. Where do I vote? Pretty simple. So you shouldn't be lost there. I told you I was going to tell you how I'm going to vote. Definitely no on one. To me, it's up to us to vote. Now, I know somebody says, oh, Dorgan, Conrad, Palmer, look how long they were there. Bad Republicans weren't able to, you know, there were a lot of Republicans that voted for Democrats. So, I'm no on one, I'm no on two. Obviously, on the pot thing, I'm for Hoeven, I'm for Armstrong, and state's attorney, I'm going to go Ryan Youngren. Seems to me to have the best handle on the plan with bad guys and what you do with bad guys, which I think is quite important these days. Who's next, Kev?
Rodney.
Let's go to Rodney. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rodney.
Hey, good morning. Say, out here at Red Trail Vineyard, we have a campground also. And in my polling this summer, the people that have stopped, the tourists from all over the United States, it's going to be a tsunami. That's the feeling I get from everybody that has stopped. Our last camper, he just left Friday, and they were from California. And they weren't the first ones. They're looking for a new home. And he was saying that not only a lot of people are leaving California, but also the businesses are leaving. And so I think what the Democrats have done the last couple of years has been great for our red side, because they've shown what they can really do. And that's my opinion today.
Very good. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Correction on that website, Scotty. It's it's not vote.nd. It's through the secretary. That was a link that I saw. The Secretary of State's website in North Dakota is vip.sos.nd.gov. And you can call us here. I'll give it to you. vip.sos for Secretary of State. vip.sos.nd.gov.
Jim, we chewed up your time here before the top bottom of the hour, so if you would, hang on, and we'll get you on before Congressman Armstrong. So, Jim, don't go away. Hang on. More What's on Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA Studios. Busy program today. Countdown to Election Day. Tomorrow's the big day. Tomorrow will be Mom and Apple Pie and tell you where to vote. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, next. Dr. Scott Jensen and Mark Wagner, stay tuned.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taking a cue from Elon Musk at Twitter, Meta, Facebook's parent company, is planning to begin large-scale layoffs this week. Meta reported more than 87,000 employees at the end of September. 435 House seats, 35 Senate seats, and 36 governor races will be decided as the midterm elections are tomorrow. Get out and vote like your country depends on it. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott on Fox News is calling on all Americans that are Sick and tired of being sick and tired with Washington.
January 5th, 2021, the loss of a single Senate seat cost the American taxpayers more than $4 trillion.
Early Tuesday morning, the last total lunar eclipse for a few years will be taking place. NASA officials say totality begins at 5:17 a.m. Eastern. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right now, if you go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT, you'll get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. They always have special discounts for veterans, first responders, for multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Jim. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I hope and pray it's going to be a red wave. I've been an optimist all my life, but I'm afraid if it isn't a red wave, we'll become the Dead Sea. It's just we can't take much more of these Democrats. Biden, and, well, Biden isn't running anything. It's Obama's third term is what it is. But, we just have to pray for a red wave or we're in big trouble. That's my opinion.
All right. Well, there's plenty of time to pray, Jim. Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here on the program. We've been asking the listeners what they expect tomorrow night, a red wave, a red trickle, or none of the above. What would be your prediction, Kelly?
Yeah, well, I think I've always said the over-under is 22 seats in the House. I think that, I mean, if that puts you at 235, that's kind of the number that kind of constitutes a wave. I think one of the things people are forgetting is we won 15 seats 2 years ago when everybody expected us to lose 15 seats. So I've always said the over-under is 22. I'm still taking the over.
Yeah, and how about the Senate?
I think they're all close. I think they're going to break towards Republicans. I just think the traditional headwinds that exist with the other party in power exist. But I also think they're just absolutely compounded by this administration's war on things that make, you know, everybody have cheaper food, gas, and utility bills.
And one of their wars continued over the weekend, the war on coal. Did you see what President Biden had to say about the coal industry?
Yeah, I mean, and then yesterday he said it about the oil industry. I mean, sooner or later when if you're going to campaign on a whole-of-government approach to shut down fossil fuels, which he did in 2020, and then in the closing days of the campaign, he said you're going to shut down all the coal jobs and all the oil and no more drilling, I think people should start believing him when he says it.
I noticed that Joe Manchin took notice, said something, and then the White House said something about I forget how they explained it, but tried to suggest that it was some sort of a mistake of some kind. I don't know how that could be characterized as a mistake.
They tend to walk back a lot of his statements, but he's been saying them for 2 years. And no offense to Senator Manchin, but I'm a little tired of his shtick, too. The tools in which they get to do this were passed in the really misnamed Inflation Reduction Act. So he can kick dirt and pound and show off a strongly worded statement all day long, but he gave them the tools to do this.
Interesting. What tools are you talking about?
Well, I mean, half of what they call the Inflation Reduction Act was Green New Deal policy that give unfair subsidies and all of those things to renewable energies and put unbelievable pressures on traditional energy production. There's a reason not a single Republican anywhere in D.C. voted for that bill.
Yeah, interesting. Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us today on the program. We are less than 24 hours from Election Day. Folks out there voting, how you feeling about things?
Well, I'm feeling great, but mostly because I just got to tell an unbelievably remarkable young lady in Grafton, North Dakota, that she's going to be our nominee to the U.S. Naval Academy. So it's my favorite part of the job, and my staff's like, do we really want to do this the day before the election? And I said, we want to do it as soon as possible because they've worked really hard to get to this point, and I can't think of a better way than to surprise a girl in her high school class that she's somebody who's willing to, I mean, she's unbelievably talented, student body president, Taekwondo black belt. She could beat you and me up, Scott, and instead of doing the normal route, she's deciding to go serve her country. I mean, North Dakota's about as far away from the ocean as possible, and she wants to go to the U.S. Naval Academy. What a great way to spend a Monday morning.
That is cool. How does that work exactly? They apply to your office, and then you petition on their behalf?
So, yeah, they do it. All the offices do it. I'm very careful. I have nothing to do with the actual application process. I don't want politics to get involved in this at all. Every kid who's trying to do this should solely be based on their merit in the presentation, and they do that, and they come in for an interview, and I have a volunteer group of people that conduct the interviews for me. And then, as is, you know, when things go bad, you take the blame, and when things go well, then I get, after we go through this the entire process where I have nothing to do with it, because I don't want ever, I don't want anybody to ever say, well, his brother's cousin knows Kelly's wife, and that's why they got the nominee, right? So after they go through the whole process, and it's really tough because everybody who applies is just fantastic, then I get to call and give them the news, and now they get to apply, and then we get to see if whether or not they get chosen. You know, we had a really – last time we had somebody really talented that would have got picked, but, like, they had a medical issue, so they didn't clear medical. I mean, this isn't the final step, but it's definitely the first step forward, and it's just really a lot of fun to do.
That is awesome. And how many of those a year?
We try and do one for every academy, so sometimes four or five, and we coordinate with the Senate offices, so we're not doubling up. We try and give as many North Dakota kids that want the opportunity, the best opportunity to move forward.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is really neat. Texter says, go ahead, Kelly.
Oh, no, I see. Usually we try and do them in person, but I was just in Grand Forks, Grafton, rugby last week, Thursday and Friday. So we did it by Zoom this morning. It's not quite the same thing, but they're super excited no matter how they're told. So,
yeah, no kidding. That's awesome. That is really awesome. Texter says, ask Kelly, any election official who telegraphs that the election results cannot be done until a week or more later after the election should be terminated immediately, obviously, even if they don't think they can do their job. We've heard that from a fair amount of people, you know, who say results aren't going to be done the night of the election, which is unusual to me. I don't know why people would say that in advance, but this person is suggesting that they ought to be terminated. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, so each state is different. Like North Dakota will know because we count our absentee ballots right away and our mail-in ballots. Some of this is structural, and it's really frustrating that some places haven't changed that. So as you've had, obviously, over the last 2 weeks, I mean, I think 40 million people have voted already. Some of it is structural based in the laws where they're not allowed to do some of those things until afterwards. But this is one of the things I always push back on because one of the things you can talk about military voting. I mean, vote by mail counties, all of those different things. But North Dakotans want to know their results as close to the election night as possible. And there's just far too many states. I mean, California, we might not know some of these races till December. And some of that is structural. Some of that is incompetence. But regardless, it is the one thing. you know, I wish we would take a little more. I'm not really a big fan of D.C. being in election. D.C., you know this, Scott, because if the Democrats in D.C. had their way, we wouldn't know any results until December because they'd want to run it just like California. But Election Day is actually mentioned in the Constitution, and I think we could at least exert some pressures to make sure that states actually have laws that allow us the best chance to know those results as quickly as possible.
If you have a question or comment for Congressman Kelly Armstrong, certainly welcome today, 701-271-1100 or toll-free at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776 or local number 271-1100, 271-1100 if you have a question or comment for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Let's suggest that tomorrow night brings a... Red wave. We've been asking our listeners, red wave, red trickle, or none of the above. Most think red wave is coming. So they get their wishes and there's a red wave. What do you do with it? What's your top priorities?
Well, first, no matter how many seats we win, the D.C. media will say we underperformed. So everybody should just be prepared for that, no matter what it is. We could win them all and they'd be like, we should have won plus one. I think first and foremost, at least on our side, I hope we get really, really serious about a border security bill. I think that is the, listen, our biggest short-term problem is inflation. Our biggest long-term problem is the debt. But the one thing that we can functionally, we know how to do, and because we've seen it done before, is how to secure the southern border. Anybody who's had a fentanyl overdose in their community is a border community. I think we should exert maximum pressure, but I don't think we should just pass a border bill and then say, oh, we don't have 60 votes in the Senate, so move on. I think we should continue to do hearings on fentanyl. We should do hearings on border security. We should do hearings all across the committee spectrum to exert national pressure, because it's actually not hard. It just takes political will to do it. And I think it is the number one national security and security threat we're facing right now. So hopefully we'll get off of that on day one. The second thing is, it doesn't matter if it's DOJ leadership, FDA leadership, Gina McCarthy, Secretary Granholm, we have to start holding this administration accountable for things that they have at least hinted at with President Biden's speeches this weekend, and start getting into holding these Democratic agency heads accountable for what they're doing to our economy and doing specifically to make things harder in places like North Dakota.
How do you do that effectively?
You cross-examine professional witnesses. I hope Dr. Fauci knows that his retirement plan is going to be testifying in front of Congress. If he doesn't, he's probably going to find out pretty quickly. We have to continue to do that. It's the one thing you do in the House. It's the one thing the House can do better than the Senate. I mean, there's a reason people know who Trey Gowdy is. There's a reason people know who Daryl Issa is. There's a reason people know who Jason Chaffetz is, and that's because they were the chairs of the Oversight Committee. And, we've had frustrating calls on your radio show before, and people are like, nothing's going to change. My best answer to that is, Jim Jordan's never had the gavel in judiciary before. And that is true. The people we have that have been preparing for this have been doing it well. They've been doing it carefully. They've been doing it. I don't know if anybody saw the conglomeration of the document request preservation that Jim Jordan, Jamie Comer, and Mike Johnson sent out. I believe it was last week. It might have been 2 weeks ago. But this is serious. It's really important. It's important for those FBI agents and those federal officials on the ground in places like North Dakota, because they're fantastic public servants. All they want to do is keep our communities safe. And the politicization of these agencies and their leadership has made it harder for them to do that.
Texter wants to know, and we only have about a half a minute for your answer on this, but is the FBI corrupt?
I think the FBI leadership is politicized beyond anything I've seen in my lifetime. Politicization and corruption can obviously bleed into each other. I think you have to talk about two IG reports. I was the first Republican to go after Director Wray after Trump appointed him, and I think we have serious, serious questions. Regardless of whether they're corrupt or they're overly politicized, I just personally believe there needs to be an absolute shakeup in DOJ leadership.
All right, more with Congressman Kelly Armstrong after the break. Jim has a question. We'll get to you coming up.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwood Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Swedish meatballs in Harwood today. Those are really, really good. Your 12th Avenue, 929, mac and beef. Chicken wild rice in Glendon. Chicken fettuccine on 45th, or Swedish meatballs on MP Avenue. Downtown or Harwood, your choice. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. A few more minutes with Congressman Kelly Armstrong on the program, and Jason had a question. Jason, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Thanks for taking my call. Congressman Armstrong, when we've seen all the government officials with their letters to the big tech companies about suppressing some voices and taking breaking stories in and out. Are you looking at holding these government officials accountable and possibly taking the Section 230 protections these big tech platforms have?
Man, I was on the big tech task force for 2 years. I was one of the few Republicans about a month ago that actually voted for a bill that would give some more teeth to going after big tech. More importantly, I just read an article or some data in an article last night on Google dealing with this issue that is really scary. I don't know. I'm assuming Senator Kramer's talked about how Republican campaign emails go into spam filters and Democrats go in at a much significantly lower rate. I think with the exception of the East Indian Trading Company, we're witnessing the five most powerful companies in the history of the world. A lot of it's unique because their users aren't their customers. 230, I think, is a 230. We talk a lot about 230 because it's easy and everybody talks about it and it's easy to remember. But I think there's systemic, stronger things that we need to do. I'm not entirely sure. Kathy McMorris Rogers and Jim Jordan have a bill that I worked on with both of them very carefully that I think is a pretty good start, but it's just a start. And we have to figure out how to do this. And there's some unique things that exist with tech. There are some things that are not unique in D.C. One of them is in our history to regulate big business, we have always hurt small business first. Europe tried GDPR. It's going on over 5 years now. They had a very vested interest in regulating these tech companies because with the exception of Spotify, they were all American companies. And 5 years after their regulation, the five big American companies are more entrenched in Europe than they were before. So, yes, we absolutely have to do it all the way across the board, by the way. This is a serious, serious issue, and it's serious policy, and I've been working on it legitimate, everything from facial recognition to geofence warrants to viewpoint discrimination. All of these things exist, and we have to figure out a real path forward that is smart policy.
Thank you for the call, Jason. Let's go to John in Fargo with a question for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead, John.
Well, first, a comment to make you all feel better. There's going to be a big red wave for the Republicans cross country. My question, however, is about a little ancient history, but you're the guy, so you know. How would I get a copy of the notification that you had been fired from the panel that Nancy Pelosi executed to get rid of everybody but the choices that were originally notified, mainly the guy from Indiana. How were you notified? Did you say, Nancy send you a letter saying, I'm working in your office?
No, I was notified on Twitter, just like everybody else, that she has struck Jim Jordan, who is going to be
But there must be, there's no paperwork. There's no, somebody tweeted that you had been fired. I mean, I heard it many times on this radio station that you were thrown out by Nancy Pelosi. So I want to find out how I can get a copy of that document.
Get on Twitter.
Listen, in the U.S. House, there's exactly, like I was talking about, one of the reasons we're good at oversight, and that's because the minority party in the House has very little structural procedural rights when the House is taken. The majority party runs everything. It was the first time in history that the majority party had determined who the minority people could put on their committee. And they said that Jim Jordan and Jim Banks couldn't serve. And listen, to be clear, this isn't about two members of Congress. This is about entire constituencies. If they would do that, you think they'd let me be on the select committee? If the majority was in charge, you think somebody who grew up in the oil and gas business was going to be allowed to be on the climate crisis committee? You cannot allow the majority to take the to pick which minority members can be on the party. So after they chose to strike Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, Republicans decided if they're not going to allow us to put who we want on the committee, then we're not going to participate in the committee. And it was Speaker Pelosi who determined that Jim Jordan and Jim Banks could not serve. And the most official thing I know, I was sitting on the floor of the House when it happened, and I got a Twitter notification.
interesting way to find out.
Yeah, I fired off a pretty heated response right away. As sometimes I'm unfiltered.
We only have a few seconds left, but somebody wants to know how the border will be protected under Republican control.
Well, we're going to pass the border security bill, and we know how to do it. If President Trump got the border under secure. I mean, one of the quickest and easiest ways that this administration could do this is recognize that Mexico doesn't control their northern border, but they control their southern border. If you stop the flow of the Northern Triangle migration, then you don't stop everybody, but you reduce the migrant crossings by 60%. And when you reduce those by 60%, the actual interdiction resources that are available can continue to, you know, instead of dealing with the migrant crisis and a 12-year-old girl who's never
this week. And Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax tonight talking about the real issues the big media won't. Rob shows how inflation is killing us. Then Rob looks at our border, soaring crime, the woke agenda, and so much more. And Rob speaks with the candidates in the big races. He talks the latest polls with Dick Morris and more. I watch Newsmax for Rob Schmidt, and I invite you to do the same thing. Millions are switching to Newsmax. You should, too. Get the latest poll data and election results directly to your cell phone from Newsmax. Just text the word RALLY to 39747. That's RALLY to 39747. Get the latest about Trump's big announcement, too. Just text RALLY to 39747 right now. Again, that's RALLY to 39747 right now. Watch Newsmax on Rob Schmidt today. I watch Newsmax, and you should too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.